BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is Friday Scott Mills Daily. On it, Dan and Phil bring in the best video from the big weekend. Innuendo Bingo with the Saturdays using Chris as the bin. Also, we call some more numbers in your phone, the ones that you really can't remember who you are or where you met. Stand by for a really awkward chat with flirty zombie guy. And today's Real or No Real, a selection of facts about Tess Daly and also some cats.
BBC Radio
1. Okay, here's the thing. Does anyone else get paranoid when they drop followers on Twitter?
I know what you mean by this, but some of them are like automatic. They're like spamming things anyway. So every now and then you might drop a few.
Are they?
Yeah, and they might not be, but I'm sure there are people who suddenly decide to unfollow you.
At the moment, mine's going up and down and up and down. I tell you when I get the most amount of new followers. Do you know when that is?
When?
When I go on holiday.
Really?
Seriously.
When you leave it?
When I don't tweet at all. I get the most followers.
You say it best when you say nothing at all.
Yeah, I might just not tweet from now on and, like, watch them fly. Like, why do you drop a lot of people? I understand why, like, my flatmate dropped 200 in one go.
Well,
because he's generally quite offensive.
Right, yeah.
But I don't say anything that interesting
but the
or
problem
offensive.
Is, now that you say that, everyone will be searching out your flatmate. It's impossible. If I was to say, right, everyone unfollow me on Twitter.
I don't want to say that.
I think you should.
Okay, then everyone unfollow me. No, I don't want that to happen.
Let's see how far down we can get this.
No, I don't want to do that. This has gone wrong.
No, this is a great idea.
No.
Right,
look,
I'm on your account now.
Listen, sweetheart, I'm getting towards 1 million.
Yeah, right, let's slow him down. Right, hang on a sec.
Let's not, though. Right, this has gone really, really off course.
You're at 956.
All right.
305.
Yes.
Unfollow Scott Mills.
No.
If you're following him now.
Unfollow him.
Everyone.
Don't, though. I don't. Oh, no. Everyone's going, bye.
This is going to be great.
Scott Mills wants everyone to unfollow him. I don't. He said it.
Oh, you've just lost 150.
Right, you're an idiot.
This is a great game.
You're an absolute idiot.
Wow.
Right, okay.
Refresh. 956.
I'm not happy about this.
177, you're dropping. Like, oh, this is...
You're an idiot.
Oh, God, we're all unfollowed. Shall I do it as well?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to unfollow myself. I can't.
This
While
is,
you're at it, unfollow
is...
Chris Stark.
No, don't.
Some people are laughing hard at this new game that we just invented. It's Chris Stark if you need an unfollow. I can't hear you. And this is Radio 1 coming up in the next half an hour. We have got, who is Fish Pie Sue? Hello? Yeah, a chance for you to call some of those random numbers in your phone and see who they are. We've got two calls today, and that's coming up in the next half hour.
Scott Mills.
No, and also Ollie Mers next.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And now it's Who is Fish Pie Sue? We call it that because someone, one of our listeners, had a Fish Pie Sue in their phone a couple of weeks ago. Didn't know who it was. Let's speak to another listener who has saved a number in their phone but cannot remember who they are. Just has no recollection. Okay, it's Emily. Emily, who have you got on your phone, please?
Well, I don't know exactly who it is, but I got him down as Flirty Zombie Guy.
Flirty Zombie Guy?
Yeah, so I'm guessing either he's someone I met on a bit of a drunken night out or...
Halloween?
It could have been, or it might be someone that I met at a gig or something, because I go to a lot of... concerts around there. It might be that.
Right.
Interesting that you took the number from someone that looks like a zombie.
Well, if he was an actual zombie, I think I remember, but...
Well, you obviously thought he was hot as a zombie. Otherwise,
I
why would you have
remember.
Got his number? Or did he give you his number and, like, have my number?
I honestly couldn't tell you. I don't know.
You really don't know at all?
No, I don't remember. I'm guessing I was probably drunk or something. If I don't remember, this isn't good, is it?
Okay, well, I'd quite like to call Flirty Zombie Guy, only you're going to do it.
Okay.
All right?
Oh, God, yeah.
I love this when that happens. So, Flirty Zombie Guy, he is your Fish Pie Sue. So, let's give him a ring.
Okay.
Good luck.
Cheers.
Oh, no, it's ringing.
Hello?
Hi. I don't know if you remember me or not, but I thought I'd give you a call and say hi. I'm not. Do you remember me? I'm Emily.
Emily.
We were probably talking about zombies. Do you remember me? I think I met you, and I saved your number in my phone, so I must have met you.
Oh, I think so. At UNIT. Hello?
Where was it that we met?
UNIT, probably.
Oh, God! Yeah, UNIT, yeah. A club that we both go to, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I saved you on my phone as flirty zombie guy, and I didn't know who, I couldn't remember who you were, so I thought I'd call you and see who you were.
Oh, right, okay, well, yeah, that's probably me, that sounds about right, yeah.
Were you dressed as a zombie?
I wasn't dressed as a zombie, no, I was probably talking about the zombie musical that I wrote.
Oh, what's that about?
Zombies in a musical.
You're actually like making a musical about zombies.
Yeah.
Do you remember flirting with me at all?
I don't remember flirting with you. I think I was having a conversation.
Aww. I'm quite offended now.
Well, you know.
You didn't think I was pretty then.
Oh no, I'm sure you were. I'm just having trouble remembering exactly what you look like. Yeah. It was
right,
quite a while.
Right, okay. Yeah. When was
I'm
it?
I'm sure you're a perfectly lovely person.
Thank you. was it like a year ago or?
It was probably about a year ago, I imagine, yeah.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, I'm really sorry that like I called you. I had your number right. saved and you know, I just fancy giving you a call.
That's fine. I'm very happy that all, you know, everything is now clear. So.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Emily?
Yeah. Hi.
Well, that went well.
Yeah, I actually remember who this person was. It's actually solved the mystery.
Perfect.
I thought it'd be awkward.
No, it was awkward.
It was really awkward.
I thought he was really annoyed for a minute.
Yeah, me too. But he did sound very posh, didn't he?
Very posh.
He seemed lovely.
I don't know. Why would he talk to me if he had such a... I don't know what he looked like.
Why would he talk to me if he's that posh? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, I'm glad that we've kind of got to the bottom of who he is.
Yeah, me too.
I'll tell you what my favourite bit was the moment of realisation when he said the club that you probably would have met at.
And you went,
oh my God. Yeah, it was that moment of realisation was amazing.
Yeah, you knew exactly where at that point.
At that point, it was solved.
You should go to this club, it's really good actually.
Oh, okay. I'll head down there next time.
I've been there. Very good.
Have you?
Yep. Plenty of zombies.
Good to speak to you.
Right, you too. Bye.
Love you, bye. The Scott Mills Daily. There have been quite a lot of things that are major cringe this week, like your videos with Dan and Phil at Big Weekend.
Yeah.
Which some of them I just have to hold on tight to something because I can't bear it. And just some major awkwardness there on Fish by Sue.
I'll tell you what, I had to. I've never felt quite like that. What was the bit where she was asking about, like, do you fancy me?
Do you want to hear that again? Everyone hold on tight to something. Find something solid and hold on to it. I'm going in. Here we go.
You didn't think I was pretty then.
Ah!
Don't. Bless her.
You didn't think I was pretty then.
Oh no, I'm sure you were. I'm just having trouble remembering exactly what you look like.
Great. Anna says this is easily far and away the best thing on Radio 1. Andy has left his revision for, as he puts it, a quick Scott Mills fish pie Sue moment. It didn't disappoint. And Gavin in Ballyclare says, best phone conversation ever. This is my favourite bit, personally.
I saved you on my phone as flirty zombie guy.
Now, most people would go, OK, that's a bit weird. He goes...
And I didn't know who... I couldn't remember who you were.
Listen to his reaction.
So I thought I'd call you and see who you were.
Oh, right, OK. Well, yeah, that's... probably me. That sounds about right, yeah.
What? The Scott Mills Daily.
Dan and Phil, hi.
Hi.
It's been good having you on this week. I've enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And thank you for giving us the gift of your Big Weekend videos.
And poor Chris.
And Chris.
but it's all about to be made much, much better. So it's okay.
The others have been things that weren't probably very nice to do, awkward challenges.
Yeah.
But this one was kind of his reward.
Well, yeah, that's exactly what we were thinking. After a week of putting him through excruciatingly awkward moments and just sorrow, especially the Olimar silence, which was horrific yesterday,
horrific,
we thought we should reward Chris with probably the best thing that he might experience ever.
All these videos are on the Radio 1 YouTube channel, but if you want to watch this one live now, it's the Saturdays playing Innuendo Bingo, then you can go to the Radio 1 website, get it on your phone or just on your computer, laptop, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. So let's talk through this and exactly what happened. So, the Saturdays agreed to play Innuendo Bingo, but we have to play it next to their white transit van. Yeah,
because the pink Barbie CD player that we had wasn't loud enough, which is very awkward, and the Saturdays don't like waiting.
No. So I, a bit like a trucker, am in the front seat of the white transit van, and I'm playing the Innuendo Bingo clips in, laughing a lot and wearing some sunglasses.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the Saturdays are just outside the white transit van. Chris is on his knees, kneeling in front of the Saturdays, wearing a head cam, which provides us with some incredible slow motion shots.
A unique vantage point,
definitely,
one might say.
Yeah. How was it for you, Chris?
It was a very weird one when I was given this task. I did as I was told. I knelt down in front of the Saturdays.
Commanded to kneel.
I attached the camera to my head and just lapped it up, really, I guess. I suppose they were spitting water on me as if I was the bin in Innuendo Bingo.
You became the bin.
And
it's good, this game, because you wouldn't be able to kneel in front of the Saturdays.
In any other context.
You wouldn't, would you?
Not really.
It's a great excuse.
With a camera on your head.
With a camera on your head.
Yeah.
Right, so everyone watch this now. You won't be disappointed.
Oh,
bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. There is some really good slow motion as well, which you'll very much enjoy. Just giving everyone a few minutes to get on their
gather themselves.
Phone.
Seriously, gather around.
It was the strangest moment, probably, of my life.
The most bizarre and amazing thing I have maybe ever witnessed.
Matt in Norwich is watching. Felix from Oxford is watching in bed.
appropriate.
There's loads of people in bed today. And Andy in Plymouth, sunbathing and now watching on his phone. Okay, here we go. So here we go. It's a big weekend and me outside a white transit van. Hello, I'm Scott Mills at Radio 1's Big Weekend, and we're about to play Innuendo Bingo with the Saturdays. I'm going to be in the van, in the Saturdays van, playing the clips in, and Chris here is the bin. So go for it, ladies. I'll tell you when to get some water in, okay? Actually, do it now. Right, big gulp of water. Okay, ready?
I love, do you want a bit of my prawn ring? I don't know, maybe Buffy. All set and ready for tonight. And hopefully tomorrow I will get my first glimpse of a truly wild beaver.
Oh. And now, watch the slow motion. There it goes on his head.
Out of the mouth, into yours.
That is such a good slow-mo.
Hannah thought it couldn't afford to drink this bar water, but she was the town's pumper, handing it out to paying visitors.
More water. I'm just playing the clips until they laugh.
Yeah.
Now, how do you and Jackie know each other?
We met at a beaver party.
Slow-mo again.
Beautiful laugh.
It's great, isn't it? The views from my head cam during these slow-mos is just something else.
The Saturdays look brilliant doing this. And it does add something when it's slowed down.
Mr. Selfridge came over himself.
More. The fact she can retain that attractiveness.
Look, you turn your backs, you drop them, you give them a quick flash, then you cover up. The helmets should be more than big enough.
Oh,
it's
no.
Ensomada, a no Majorcan feast is complete without
best
him.
Clip ever.
The king of Majorcan lardy cake, because that's what it reminds me of, is Miguel Pujol.
It's always Vanessa.
Yeah.
There she goes again. Oh, you're getting it straight in the face, aren't you?
She has fantastic lips for a slow motion, doesn't she?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, a bit of Frankie's spit as well there.
Marianne has already tested her beef lollipops on friends and family at an unusual fundraising event.
Now what's happening?
This actual dribble happening right
it's
now.
It's 15 plus bars. If you get 14, then you're doomed.
I'll try to aim high.
Okay, try and aim high. I'll do my best as well. And also, I'm still stiff from riding, so I can't be jigging around too much.
Vanessa again. Chris is absolutely wet through.
You're
at
drenched
this point.
At this point.
I'm drenched,
how do you
but
feel?
I'm very happy.
Drenched, but loving life.
Honestly, I can't wait for you, anyone who's not watching this right now,
to see it.
To see it. Yeah.
And that was Innuendo Bingo from the Saturday Fan. Thanks for watching.
I just pop up at the end like, that was the... I mean, hi, thanks for watching.
I mean, how would you describe the head cam shots there? I mean, what you're seeing...
You had the best view in the house.
...is an unprecedented access. wasn't there a TV show that... What's it called? The one that you really like with the Saturdays.
Chasing the Saturdays.
Chasing the Saturdays.
You never got to see
you
that.
You never got that particular angle.
No. All that was Rochelle and Marvin on Skype.
Right.
Yawn.
Yeah, but that is a great video. We're going to put that up on the Radio 1 YouTube channel. That is a brilliant Friday gift from Dan and Phil.
Definitely.
So it's on the Radio 1 website and on YouTube already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes. It's right there.
If you put the Radio 1 website on, it's called Bin Cam, the Saturdays Play Innuendo Bingo. Or YouTube.
It's spectacular.
It's been brilliant this week. Thank you very much, guys, for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And giving the gift. The Scott Mills Daily. And now it's Real or No Real. No Matt Edmondson today. He's busy. Look at him. So, it's me against Chris, and you can play as well. 10 Scott Mills points for each one you guess correctly. Some of them are bogus.
Tanks are exempt from London's congestion charge.
Oh, right, because there's certain cars, aren't there, that are exempt.
Yes.
Which is why people would drive them, those eco-friendly ones. And a lot of them are the ones that you can park in a space sideways.
You just plug them in.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So,
Don't pay the congestion charge on those.
But saying that, that's because they're quite good for the environment, or better than normal car tanks.
I've never seen a tank in central... Oh, have I? Maybe I have, actually.
You don't know anyone that drives a tank?
No, but I'm just trying to think if I've seen a tank in central London.
You don't generally see casual tanks going through the...
No, but there have been times.
...streets of London. There have been times. Not paying congestion charge. I assume they're a military vehicle, so people can't normally buy them anyway, so why would they...
Yeah, I think because they're normally there to do a job, I'm saying that they don't have to pay the congestion charge.
Yeah, and also, you know what? If you're in charge of the congestion charge, you're not going to mess with a tank. Are you? And
well, that's not true.
Really?
They're very, very strict.
And also, like with the photos, don't you need the photo of the driver as well? I'm not sure about that.
That'd be a problem.
That's going to be an issue as well because the driver will be in the tank. So?
I'm saying that they are exempt, so real.
I'm saying like electric cars that you can buy and those eco-friendly ones.
You just plug them in.
You just plug them in. I'm going to say no real.
That one is real.
Oh. Mm.
Yes, points for me. I said real. Next.
Tess Daly has told reporters she will be presenting the next series of Strictly Come Dancing wearing her BBC identification lanyard over her dress after an incident where she was denied entry to the studio by a security guard.
Oh, these presenters get very funny.
I once came along with you to when you were presenting the National Lottery.
Live.
And they were very, very funny about me coming into the area.
Well, that's because they thought you might touch the machines.
Yeah. And I had to have various forms of identification on me. It was a real challenge to get in.
And normally, apart from the presenter, everyone else has to wear white gloves.
Really?
No.
Oh.
Just the draw master.
I think you should start donning white gloves. When you do it anyway.
Just they don't like having people in because it's a very serious business, the lottery. You obviously can only spin the balls once, and those are the lottery numbers. Yeah. A lot of money is at stake. So, and if anyone like you was to wander in, some random off the street, and touch the machines, it would mess the whole thing up. So yeah. I can understand the security. But does Tess Daly now is having a bit of a protest because they wouldn't let her in?
Yeah, so she's going to wear her pass. I mean, it would make sense.
It would make sense, but I'm saying that she... no, because she always wears nice dresses. It'll look rubbish. I mean, it's fine for me to wear, like I'm wearing mine now, but like I'm not a fashion icon.
Right. Okay, then. Well, I'm going to say no real.
Yeah, I'm saying no real.
That one is no real.
Oh. What about this fact?
A well-trained human can beat a horse in a marathon race.
No
way. Why not?
Way. No,
why not?
Absolutely not.
Why not?
Because horsepower... Think about it. You could never catch a horse.
But the horse may sprint, but then get very tired. That's the point of a marathon here, Scott. We're not talking about a flat 100 metres here, in which case I would say the horse would probably win. But I'm talking over a marathon, that's a long way, you know?
Yeah, but like I've seen horses gallop for miles. They're big, strong things. Yeah.
They're what?
They're big, strong things with no brakes. Ask Sarah Cox.
Yeah. Well got, yeah. Okay, on this, I think I'm going to say real.
What, a man can beat a horse?
Yes, I truly believe it.
No real.
In a marathon.
That one's real.
Yeah.
What?
It's a marathon. It's, you know, it's a distance. It's not how quickly they do it.
Next.
You can tell if milk is off by feeding it to a cat. The cat's tail will stay straight upright if the milk is off and dip if the milk is fit to drink.
Oh, that's good.
If this is real, this is the best fact.
If this is real, I'm getting a cat.
Because that is useful, because even having to give it a little sniff to see when it's off, the milk, that is.
It's bespoke, isn't it?
Still disgusting, isn't it?
Yeah, but then there's some milk that is a little bit on the turn and you can't really smell it. Then you taste it, you're like, oh, that's a bit bitter.
Yeah.
I had that the other day. And then, I was up and down to the toilet all day.
Were you?
Yeah. So you've got to be careful.
You do.
I might just buy a cat and watch its tail.
Okay.
But it's the kind of thing that cats might be able to do. Let's face it, they're useless at everything else.
Don't say that. Why? I'm worried.
They don't, look, cat owners, they don't like you. They only like you
they're
when you're giving
you.
Them food. We've talked about this before. They don't like anyone.
No.
They're using you.
You're being used.
You're giving them free accommodation and food.
Yeah. Sounds like you've had a really bad experience with cats.
I just think they're selfish. It's all about them.
Okay.
Cat owners will disagree, but they're like, no, my cat loves me. It doesn't. It just wants food.
The cat milk thing, I don't know. It's a tricky one, this, because it... But if true, amazing. So I'm going to go real and just hope for the best.
I hope real as well, but I can't see it happening. No real.
That one is no real.
Oh, that would be a brilliant trick.
Disappointing.
See, they are useless. And at the end of that, real or no real?
I scored 20, you scored 30. You win.
Oh, yeah!
Whoa.
I win my own points. Bonus. If you can listen live on Monday, do it between 1 and 4 because our guests on Monday at 1:30 are Union J. You'll be able to watch it live on the Radio 1 website. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.